Hitchhiker, once again, motivation on Eagle 98.1 Southern Drive at 5. Now in studio with Eric Carnegie, back about Bandito Festival. We spoke with Dr. Blake Williamson, the presenting sponsor of Bandito Festival, yesterday. It's taking place in Galvez Plaza 1 week from tomorrow. You can get your VIP tickets at banditofestival.com, but it is an absolute free festival. So, Eric, we talked about lots of the musical acts in addition to the barbecue and tacos, of course, coming to Bandito Fest next Saturday. Sun Bowl, Old 97's, Bottle Rocket, Shooter Jennings, but also some local acts like The Hitchhiker, The Grinders. I mean, tell us a little bit about what went behind how you decided to choose the bands for Bandito Fest.
Absolutely. Part of the Bandito things, yeah, we wanted to give it a national feel to it. You know, we wanted to bring some acts that Baton Rouge would be not only surprised but impressed that we got. But the main point of Bandito is there's numerous things we want to give them a stage to put themselves on out there to the public and to the masses, hopefully. And there's some great talent in Baton Rouge that doesn't have the opportunities to, you know, play these kind of festivals with these kind of acts all the time. And I'm happy and proud to be able to put a couple great local bands and friends as well that are part of this Baton Rouge scene that are grinding it out on a monthly, yearly basis. And with Hitchhiker and The Grinders. But Luis is one of the best artists in this town as far as just overall. You know, he's got the big picture, and I'm happy to be able to give him that platform.
And Luis is in studio with us now and lead singer and guitar of The Hitchhiker.
That is correct.
Tell us a little bit about your band.
Common question, who do we sound like or what's our style? I would say it's like a mix of Tin Lizzy and Creed. Just kidding.
I was about to say,
Tin Lizzy and Creed with Shooter Jennings as the special referee.
Right.
No, it would be more like Tin Lizzy and Kiss, actually. That's some of our favorite bands. So, yeah, we've been doing it for a while. It started as a solo act, just me. One day I decided just to pick up and do my own thing, and it turned into being a solo thing into a full band. It's kind of evolved and added new elements to it.
And you guys have a big following here, too.
I think so. I hope so. This is Casey Wells with us as well. He's one of our guitar players and one of my spiritual leaders as well.
So, Casey and Luis, how does it feel to be invited to perform? So I know that it's not easy necessarily for local bands to get such big bookings like this sometimes and be in front of such huge crowds like at Bandito Festival this year.
Oh, it's an honor. It's a total honor. We're very thankful for this opportunity. We're really excited to play for Baton Rouge, and just we're looking forward to having a great time.
What else do you guys have going on? You have some upcoming dates, or where are some of the places that we can find out maybe more information?
We do have a Bandcamp where you can check out our last EP, which is called Thunder and Lightning. It's a 3-song EP. I think it's our best work yet. I think it delivers the sound of The Hitchhiker. I mean, we're always working on new stuff.
And you can see The Hitchhiker as one of the bands on June 22nd at Bandito Festival. Do you guys think that you're going to have any guests, that you're going to pull any guests on stage with you?
I have to kill you.
If Luis can catch a Shooter at the bar the night before.
Everyone's so excited about Shooter in town.
Well, like, I have 3 goals with this festival, and the main one for me is obviously to get the exposure for behind the line stuff. I want, the public that comes to see Shooter and Old 97s and Sunbolt, I want them to leave being like, I need to go find out when these local bands are playing.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest goals. You know, we can get these bands here, but the Baton Rouge music scene in the recent couple years, it's just, there's not many places for them to play where you can get this kind of crowd. You know, the catering days are long and gone, but I'm hoping that there's people who will come to this and be like, oh, okay,
yeah,
these guys from Baton Rouge. And then, that's a goal for this festival for every year.
And I miss the catering so much, as you said that.
I think it's a great platform because, you do have your national acts that come through Baton Rouge. It is the capital city, but there's never the opportunity for local. We do have a big music scene. There's no venue, and there's no opportunity for bands to really get at the next level at their hometown. I don't think it's because they can't do it. I just think it hasn't been offered to them, and I never understood why, considering the talent and being the capital city. But I think Eric is doing, great things for the community and for the music scene. And like Casey said, we're very grateful, and I think he's going to be a pioneer of giving the good local bands that are, I guess I'd say, worth it, because it takes work to get to the level. I mean, not saying that we are the greatest thing ever, but we could be if we had the opportunity.
chatting with the members of Hitchhiker, now performing at the Bandido Music Festival coming up June 22nd. There does seem to be kind of a hole for a live rock music scene here. You see the party bands all the time, but this is going to be a great opportunity to see some good local rock music.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Look, Baton Rouge, has, like I said earlier, has had so much talent for so long, and being in the middle of Lafayette and New Orleans, there's no excuse for this talent to not be exposed. But, you know, Eric, I need you to book me some more gigs because I'm running out of cash.
And I'm pretty sure, I mean, who knows what Eric's going to think of next after Bandido Festival. And this is a big one. Obviously, he does Oyster Fest, which is a huge success this year. And so some of the other Sunvolt, Old 97s, the Bottle Rockets, I mean, this is all in the same style of music.
It is an alt-country lineup. But it's... You know, once we realized, started selling some VIP tickets, and you see where they're from, like, I mean, there's a couple coming from Alaska. There's just, you know, we're getting messages on emails and Facebook. I mean, like, you know, these bands, they're all the same genre. They haven't played together in God knows how long. And it's just striking that chord as far as, like, talent-wise, you know. It's like what we say, like, yeah, there's cover bands in this town, but next Saturday, you will have some of the best musicians, songwriters, that the music scene in general, national, has to offer. And I mean, you got a Grammy, you know, Shooter just won a Grammy for,
yeah,
you know, producing
right.
songs. So you got an opportunity for a special day downtown.
And they seem to have a big, just these bands have such a big cult following too. Flynn is really excited. Have you heard about that?
I heard he changed his vacation, Flynn.
To stay.
Oh, awesome.
And his whole company.
You mentioned VIP tickets, but it's still a free festival.
It's all, yeah. Anything we ever put on will be free as long as we can. And fortunately, we have some great businesses and sponsors in this town that'll help us do that. But yeah, we have some VIP tickets that'll get you up front, get you some food and drink tickets, get you a little bit of shade and some misting fans.
And what kind of food can we expect at Bandido Fest?
I mean, this is between Jada Cody's got doing both his barbecue and taco creations, BRQ, Mestizo's, Rum House. I mean, you've got the best of the best of taco and barbecue. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't know any of these bands, just come for the food. And then being, you know, you'll learn something new that day from music.
And you know who else I'm excited about too, bringing me back to my college days, is that the after party is Dash Rip Rock.
That's exactly, we did that on purpose.
100%. That's like totally catering to your mid-30s.
As soon as we booked the lineup, I was like, exactly. I was like, there's one band that can, and it's just bringing a lot of nostalgia back, you know, it's getting these people that went to Murphy's and all these bars in LSU,
yeah,
that remembered these bands like Dash Rip Rock. And Dash from social media and even talking with him on email, he's excited. You know, there's a picture of Shooter wearing a Dash Rip Rock shirt at a show like 3 weeks ago. So a lot of stuff can happen next Saturday.
Eric Carnegie, once again, thank you for bringing awesome music to downtown Baton Rouge, this time in the form of Bandido Festival, featuring also Hitchhiker. And Luis and Casey, thank you also for coming in studio today. Again, you can get all the details on Bandido Fest 1 week from tomorrow online at eagle981.com.